Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Earlier this week, I was talking to a group of 8 and 9 year old children at the school gate and asking them what was good about Good Friday. I reminded them we were going to break up from school on Thursday. And we started to think, was Good Friday good because we wouldn't be at school on Friday? But then some children were quick to point out they wanted to be at school, so that couldn't be good. So I asked them again, what is good about Good Friday? And I asked them to go away and do some research and come back and tell me what they thought. Well, one of my boys did a lot of research. He came back with a whole page. It's handwriting and little pictures of what he thought Good Friday was about. And this is partly what he said. And this is one of my children who speaks English as an additional language. And he said to me in his writing, Jesus died for our sins, but Jesus had done nothing bad. He healed the blind, the unwalk, the mute, and got rid of evil spirits. He did miracles because he's the Son of God. If you've got problems, remember to pray to God so he will help you. But if you've done bad things, pray to forgive and then God can help you. I also asked the same question to a classroom full of 7-year-olds, and this is the answer I got from one of our girls there. Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, but he hadn't done anything wrong. My mum told me strange things happened. The sky went dark. The curtain in the temple was torn in two because he was the Son of God. Now that's just the response of two of the children from school. And I think it's fair to say I was blown away by the depth of their answers. And I wondered if I asked you the same thing, what would you say? What is good about Good Friday? Well, this year on Good Friday, we've had the reflections and we've listened to readings of Jesus' last hour. We're reminded how he was ridiculed, mocked, flogged, made to carry his cross, and then was nailed to the cross and crucified. Whilst he was on the cross, we hear his last words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praying for the soldiers around him. And then talking to one of the criminals who was crucified with him. Today you will be with me in paradise. To Mary, his mother, and to the disciple John. Woman, behold thy son. Behold thy mother. And in his darkest hour, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? At that point when Jesus took all of our sins on him and was separated from God. I thirst. Then it is finished. And finally, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then Jesus breathed his last and died. And as it was nearly the Sabbath, they cut his body down and they allowed it to be taken and placed in a tomb. And a huge stone was rolled in front of that tomb and was protected by guards so nobody could get to it. This was Good Friday. Nothing good, it seemed, for his followers, his disciples. Their teacher had been taken from him and crucified. And then it was the Sabbath and they waited. And once the Sabbath was over, we read in our reading today, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She couldn't wait any longer. She went as she had the first opportunity, and as she arrived at the tomb, she saw the stone had been moved from the entrance. So she ran to Simon Peter and John, and she was distraught. "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they've put him." She was utterly shocked that Jesus wasn't there, and Peter and John ran to the tomb, and they saw that indeed Jesus had gone, as Mary had said. But when they went into the tomb, they found the grave clothes. They found the cloth that had been wrapped round his body on Friday evening, lying there. The linen that was round his head was still lying in place. And Peter and John went back to where they were staying. But Mary stayed. Mary stayed at the tomb and she was crying. And as she wept, she bent over and she looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet. And the angels spoke to her and said, "Why are you crying?" And Mary's response, "They've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they've put him." And then she turned round and she saw Jesus, but didn't recognise him at this point. She thought he was the gardener. And Jesus spoke to her and said, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" She replied, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him so I can get him." Mary was distraught. Not only had her Lord and friend been crucified, but now his body was also missing. And even though she was talking to Jesus, in her grief, she didn't recognise him. Until the point when he called her name and he said, "Mary." And on hearing her name, she responded, "Rabboni," the Aramaic word for teacher. As soon as Jesus called her name, Mary responded and she recognised that voice. Do we respond when Jesus calls our name? Do we recognise his voice when he calls us? Because even though in her grief she didn't recognise him, she did recognise his voice. And are there times when we're blinkered and don't recognise Jesus standing right in front of us? And we maybe need to stop and listen to his voice calling. Once Mary Magdalene met Jesus in the garden, she could have stayed there. She could have just enjoyed his presence and kept the news to herself. But she didn't do that. She ran off and she found the disciples and she told them, "I've seen Jesus." When we've met Jesus, do we keep that good news to ourselves? Or are we prepared to run off and tell others? Now on the evening of the same day, the disciples were gathered together in a room. And as they were so worried about the Jewish leaders, they locked the doors, they locked themselves in. And as they were gathered there, Jesus came to them and said, "Shalom, peace be with you." Despite everything he'd been through, despite the disciples running away, disowning him, when he first meets them, Jesus greets them with a sign of peace. And the disciples were rightly shocked at the loss of their teacher and they needed peace. We also need to hear those words in our life, don't we? Peace be with you. And Jesus then showed the disciples his hand and his side and they were overjoyed when they saw him. On our reading from Acts said, they killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. As I read that, I'm taken back to my question at the beginning. So what is good about Good Friday? Would you know what's good about Good Friday? It's that Good Friday is not the end of the story. It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. What's good is that what looked like a defeat with Jesus being killed on the cross is actually a great victory. Because if Jesus hadn't died on Good Friday, he wouldn't have been able to rise again on Easter Day. It's good, but it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's good because alone on the cross, Jesus paid the price for our sins. It's good because by doing that, he paves the way for us to have free access to God. We're not worthy on our own to stand in God's presence. But because Jesus died for us, because he's paid for our sins, we can come and we can approach God. It's good because Sunday's coming and we've got that resurrection glory and can have that access. My prayer for us this Easter is that we learn to live as Sunday people. We don't stay in the grief and in the despair of Good Friday, that whatever is going on in our lives, we don't live as if we're a Friday person, but we live as if we're a Sunday person. We live as if we're free. We live in that resurrection glory of Jesus. And this Easter, I want to be like Mary Magdalene. I want to hear the Lord calling my name. And I want to be able to respond when he calls my name, Rabboni, Rabboni. Is God calling you? And are you listening? And are you able to respond to him, Rabboni? It was Friday, the depths and the despair, but Jesus rose again on Sunday. And as we celebrate on this Easter day, rejoice, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.